on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria. You're listening to Virginia Trioli.
Here's a story that caught our eye this morning, and it's a survey, a bit of research that was done by Monash University. Almost 7,000 women, that's a lot of women, in New South Wales, Victoria and Queensland took part in an online survey about their sex lives. And it showed that almost one in three women experienced sex-related distress, even though they had no sexual dysfunction. The study's been published today in the journal Fertility and Sterility. What's the distress about? It's really distressing to learn that a huge part of your, what should be your healthy, happy life is distressing to you. Professor Robin Bell is the Women's Health Research Program in the School of Public Health at Monash University. Professor, good morning.
Good morning, Virginia.
What's the sex-related distress about?
Well, it was interesting to us that the level of sexual distress was so high. So this was women telling us that they were unhappy about their sexual function or felt frustrated by it or felt worried about it or embarrassed by it. So that they are the sort of aspects that women reported about.
Are they telling you why?
Well, the women actually completed two questionnaires. One was about distress and the other was about various aspects of their sexual function. So the sort of things that are covered by that second questionnaire include specific aspects of sexual function, so things like desire, arousal, etc. And interestingly, the most common aspect of their sexual function that they identified in relation to also being distressed was the issue of self-image.
Ah, go on. So tell us a little bit more about what they said about that.
Well, we thought that was very interesting because it's an aspect of sexual function that hasn't been explored as much as others. So people have spent more time studying things like desire or libido. But the issue of self-image we found particularly interesting. So that was about really whether women felt good about themselves sexually, whether they felt sexually desirable, whether they felt happy or unhappy about themselves sexually.
How does pornography get its way into this discussion?
I think we've got to think about whether women's self-image is changing or whether the way they report their self-image is changing. And we were really trying to think of what sort of things have happened perhaps in recent times which have had an influence on the way women think about themselves.
Well, you'd have to discuss social media, wouldn't you? You'd have to put in that the constant Instagram images of the perfect body and the perfect sexy creature or what is a sexual and sexy looking woman and the like and the bombardment of those issues, surely.
I think that's very likely. In our study, we haven't actually been able to address that, but I think it's a logical extension of what we've established. And I think drilling down into the qualitative aspects here would be very important. So I think it's definitely an area for further research.
But do you conclude from this, Professor Robin Bell, that we're not talking here about physiological or physical problems? These are actually emotional, mental or social challenges when it comes to what goes on between the sheets?
I think sexual function is enormously complex, and I think it is very likely that it's a combination of physical, physiological, psychosocial, socioeconomic, or relationship issues. I think it's likely to be an extremely complicated explanation for what we're observing.
Oh, that's disheartening. That makes you feel like that if you are listening this morning, you have the kind of challenge that we've been talking about this morning, that it might even be too complex to solve.
I think there are several benefits to research like this. One is that it brings the whole issue out in the open. And I think if it means that women are more likely to discuss their feelings with others, particularly a health practitioner, I think that's a very good thing. So I think if women realise that these problems are not uncommon, then they may not feel perhaps so bad about themselves that they think there's something wrong with them, that they realise that this is actually a very common experience. And I think it's really important that health practitioners know about this too, so that they can be willing and prepared to discuss these issues with young women.
Yeah, indeed. Robin Bell, really good to talk to you about this. Thanks so much.